Hello, this is Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Nadine. How are you?
I'm good, considering it's Monday. But thanks for asking, you know. Listen, I know that we're assisting you with the local SEO and the My Site, right? But, you know, there's a program that I wanted to share with you that you might qualify for. It's called Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with it?
I am not familiar with that.
Okay. You might have seen it, like when you do a search on Google, they're the ones that come up at the very tippy top of the page, and they have this check mark that says sponsored, Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I do know of that.
Okay, so then, yeah, because usually you might see it. Maybe you're not familiar with the name, but you'll see it. So basically what that is, it's a pay-per-lead program, Dylan, where the lead is not like an Angie's or a Thumbtack lead. This is a lead that will come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you, but they have requirements for that program. So the requirements is to have a Google business profile with at least 5 reviews, which I saw you got 3, so good job on that.
Thank you. I have a hard time asking for those.
Do you? Is it just you feel shy to ask, or tell me about that?
It's just one of those things where I'm like, I'm not a very, like, I understand the purpose of the review, but, like, after I just ask somebody to spend 20 to 30 grand with me, hey, by the way, do you mind just doing a little Google review? Like, it makes me a little nervous. I'm like,
They're like, oh, my God, I just totally, like, took their money right now, you know, for the quality work that you did, though, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I do great quality, and, like, they refer me, like, all the time, but I'm like, I have a hard time with it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I mean, that makes sense. Well, the thing with Google, so, like, there's a simple way that we can do it for you, too, right? There is, in your client dashboard, there's a part where you can go in there, request reviews, you just put their phone number or their email address, and it'll send them the link. If you feel if you don't feel comfortable, you know, actually telling them, hey, do you mind going on my profile and leaving a review? What I have found when I used to do my catering business, like on the side years ago, and people would say, oh my gosh, Nadine, you did such a great job. Thank you so much. The food was amazing. Great service. I would tell them, hey, would you mind leaving me a review? You know, just kind of sharing that. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, because I would feel the same way sometimes. Like, hey, just out of nowhere, like, could you leave me a review? After they paid me, right? So, but we've also done it to where, you know, our clients, you know, like you, right? You can go on your client dashboard and just put, like I said, their phone number or their email address, and it'll send them a link so that they click on it. They leave 5 stars, right? They don't even have to, comment on it. So that will post to your Google business profile. So it's something you should check out in your client dashboard. You still have access to it, right? Have you gone in there recently?
Yes. I've looked at it. I need to do some updating on the pictures and stuff because those are kind of old now.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had time to sit down and actually do it.
That's okay. I understand, especially if you're busy, you know. So basically with Google Guaranteed for the carpenter, which is, it's more like the category that I'm thinking that's going to be best for you because it includes the cabinetry, decking, drywalling, fencing, general installations, repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving and storage. You do the majority of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they require one of the following licenses. Okay, the Utah State Handyman Registration, the State Contractor License with the R101, the Contractor License with the S220, or the Contractor License with the R100, or the Contractor License with the B100.
We have two of those. We have the S220 and then the B100.
Oh, awesome. And then they want you to have at least $300,000 in general liability insurance. I'm assuming you probably carry more than that.
We have 3 million.
I figured. You know, majority of businesses I talk to, they always have 1, 2, or 3 million, more than what they ask. Now,
Oh, yeah.
They
well,
do
everything's
run...
so expensive these days.
I hear you.
I can't afford to burn down a house, and then $300,000 is not going to go very far to fix
yeah.
it.
No, if anything, that's probably just going to cost, you know, like not even an eighth of that, right?
Yeah, especially out here.
Yeah. So with this program, they will run a background check because they just want to make sure in the last 7 years you don't have any felonies. I know you're good there, so we don't have to worry about that. But basically, the way that this program works is there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, the approval, it could take 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say this, Dylan, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, depending on how quickly you submit that application and respond to the background check. Once you get approved, we'll call you to notify you because there's an activation budget, okay? The activation budget, we like to do that within 3 days of us notifying you of the approval, unless if you tell us otherwise, okay? But to activate the budget, okay, let me pull that up for you here. The activation budget is $819, which will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, your leads are $63 a lead. So when a lead comes in, it's going to deduct it from that budget. The kicker on it is, let's just say you told me, Nadine, we don't want to do any drywalling. Okay, we won't notate that in your profile. So if someone calls you for the drywalling and you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead because they're not calling about your service. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If they called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that will be credited back. Okay? The only time that they consider it a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Google does assign a special tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it has an AI system set up that identifies what's qualified and what's not. But, I mean, our team at Local Splash is also going to be monitoring it, so if one we saw slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to have it credited back to you. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from the $819 budget rolls over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you're only going to pay $63 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. And that's how that works. You can pause it whenever you need to for as long as you need to. You just call and say, pause my leads. We pause them. We do not turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. And another good note on it is it allows you to target wherever your license and insurance covers you. I mean, if you wanted to cover the whole state, you could, but you could be very selective as well, whether by county, by city, and it'll be at the very tippy top of the page, the Google guaranteed profiles.
And that'll beat out the Angie's leads and the thumbtacks.
Oh my God. Do you want me to tell you, hands down, Google Guaranteed is one of Google's better products. And look it, and I will never talk bad about any company, right? The problem with the Angie's leads, right, and the Thumbtack leads is, number one, Angie's leads, it's an actual lead they're sending you and they're telling you, hey, call this prospect, they're looking for your service, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're also sending it to like three other companies that are your competitors. So all of you are paying for the same lead, whether they pick up that call or not. Even if they called you, you know, let's say you call them, right, and they tell you, and I don't know if this has ever happened, but you call them, and then they're like, and literally you called the lead within 5 minutes, and they tell you, oh, I found someone 2 months ago. Well, now you just got charged for that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't answer.
I wasted a lot of money on that thing.
Trust me.
I wasted like 10 grand.
You're not the first and you're not the last that has told me that. I mean, I had one guy just last week tell me he's a roofer. He's on Nadine. I got 10 leads and 5 of them back to back were calling me about a service that I don't do. I am strictly roofs, strictly roofing. And it shows it on his profile on Angie's. He mm-hmm. called them and after the 5th one, he told them, listen, this is not a qualified lead. They're calling me about landscaping. Do you know that they told him, oh, well, you've already exceeded, like, he got capped off, basically, that he had exceeded his amount of credits. He's all, how do you figure which every single credit I have requested was because it was specifically not a service and you can even listen to it? And no, they cut him off after a certain amount. So he was like super frustrated. With the Google guaranteed, it's going to be the prospect actually calling you. They are calling you directly. They will see on your profile that you passed the background check. You're basically approved by Google to be a part of that program. It'll show that you're licensed and insured. People know that you've had to jump through the hoops to be a part of that program, going through the approval process, and a lot of times they're more inclined to calling those that are part of the program. But also know, not just is it a call coming directly to you, but we're also monitoring it, making sure that one didn't slip through the cracks, and if it needs to get credited back, that we're disputing that with Google to get that credited back to you. Mm-hmm. So if you only got, you know, 10 leads in the month, right, then you know the following month, they're only charging you for those 10 leads because what you're doing is you're getting your budget back up to the 819 for the month. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and you have more control over, like, if, like, let's say you landed a project and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even breathe right now. Like, I need to pause the leads, right? I can't take one. You call us and you say, pause them, and we pause them. And let's say when you paused them, you had only received 2 leads. Well, when you call to say, okay, go ahead and remove the pause, I'm ready now, it'll pick up where it left off. Okay. But yeah, most definitely a 100% opposite of Angie's and Thumbtack. Thumbtack, you know, I used that for my catering business years ago, and it was a good experience. I got some really good gigs off of it at a low cost, right? But then I started finding, Dylan, that I was bidding on these quotes, and these people weren't even getting back. And I ended up finding out, I can't remember if I looked up the email, I saw the email address or something, and something told me, let me look up this email address and see what it comes up as, and I'll be darned if it wasn't a competitor, a catering company, just like myself. Mm-hmm. That was requesting a quote from me. And at that time, you know, you're talking like what, 6-7 years ago? At that time, like paying $25 for a lead and then them not even respond. And then to find out that it was a competitor. Oh my God. I was like, I'm done. Cause it happened to me a couple of times. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Cause that's like 4 of those that I paid for. That's like $100 so that a competitor mm-hmm. could try to get my pricing. I was like fit to be tied. I was like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that was just my experience in the beginning. It was really good. But then when I found out, like, I'm like, dude, how is that? Like, I have no way of even knowing that it's a competitor until after the fact. And then, I mean, I can't get the money back. You know what I mean? So I was just like, yeah, I'm good. So, yeah, very different. I mean, what do you think of it?
I mean, it's not a bad program, and I kind of want to think on it for a minute before I do anything, because currently the advertising budget is clapped for the year right now. We've got work all the way through the end of December, starting into January right now.
That is amazing.
I'm like, I feel really good at where we're at, but I know it's going to slow down, and I'm like, oh, maybe. But I need to think on it and do some math and figure out what my numbers are to
okay.
see if we can or not. But
yeah.
Mike, can I give you a couple of days to think on it, and then I'll give you guys a call back if we're.
Yeah, let me do this, Dylan. You're still at the Germain or German, should I want to say? I always pronounce it wrong. German Carpentry00@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a recap. It'll be an email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It'll say Google guaranteed. I'm going to put what the minimum monthly budget is and the cost per lead, right, what we just discussed. And then it'll have my contact information at the bottom. I'm still here at Local Splash. You just put in my extension 623, still the same 877 number. I'll text it to you as well. Keep in mind, the only thing you would be charged is just the application fee. Okay, you're not being charged for any leads. So even, let's say, it took 8 weeks for you to get approved, right? October, November, I mean, coming by December, you can say, you know what, hey, right before the new year, go ahead and activate it or whatever the case may be, right? We're not going to just automatically activate them. You know what I mean? And it's not geared to overwhelm you either. You know what I'm saying? So you could, like I said, you can pause them when you need to. It would just be mainly the application fee, and it's a one-time application fee. So I'll send you the info. If it is something that you're interested, you know, let's start the process. Give me a call, and then we can get it set up and start the process, you know, to get you approved. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your busy day there?
No. I'm like, we're on our way to lunch right now, and then
we're going to go do some more base. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. Like, for me, it's 11 o'clock. You're an hour ahead, but I'm like, dang, this time's like flying on Monday. I can't believe. And then I was just realizing, oh my gosh, you got all the holidays around the corner. Oh Lord.
Yeah, they're coming.
You know,
and we're trying to get everything done before we have to. The problem with us is suppliers tend to close down, and then we get hosed on not being able to get materials through the holidays.
No way. So, are you serious?
December is like, like really, I don't get to, if I didn't order anything in November,
I have to
wait till the first of the year.
You're kidding me. So unless if you ordered stuff in November, they'll still assist you in December.
Yeah. So like
that's
all the suppliers, like if I ordered doors the first week of December, I won't see them until the second week of January at the earliest.
Oh, okay.
Like they all switch from being like 2 to 3 weeks out to 7 to 8 weeks out for the first
quarter
of the year, pretty much.
Man, I can imagine what it was like during COVID, huh? Probably even worse.
Oh, it was worse. I'm glad I started at the ass end of COVID. I'm going to be honest.
I was going to say, right? Thank goodness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
All right, Dylan. Well, I did send you the email. It should be in your inbox, okay? And then I'll text you. And then, yeah, if anything changes, like if you're like, you know what, I think I want to do this, give me a call. Don't hesitate. I'll be here to assist you, okay?
All right.
Well, I hope
you
have a good
so much,
rest
Nadine.
Of the day. You are so welcome. Enjoy your lunch.
You too. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.